We have found Paul O'Sullivan. Great to have him on Racing HQ here throughout New South Wales. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. I was thinking last night after I text you and arranged the chat, how many years in Hong Kong?
This is my 11th season.
Gee,
coming up 11 years.
Gee, that's gone so quickly, mate. How do you look back and reflect on it?
Oh, it's certainly been the best move of my life. It's a fantastic job up here. I've had, you know, good years and I've had tough years. You know, it's right at the moment, but stable's full and we're flying. But certainly it would be the best job a trainer could hope for, I believe.
And do you see yourself staying there for a lengthy period?
I'd stay here till I retired. Now, when that would be, I'm not too sure. But, yeah. You know, I won't be here when I'm 65, I don't think.
No, I understand. But you're still a long way from 65, Paul.
Yeah, still a few more years to work. But, you know, as I say, I won't see out the full tenor here. But, you know, at some stage I'll just head back to New Zealand and annoy people.
Yes, no. Well, Lance is doing that now.
What, annoying people?
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, he's sitting here with me at the moment.
Is he?
He's going to some conference in Guangzhou tomorrow, so him and his wife Bridget are up staying.
Now, we've spoken with Casper Founds in the last half an hour. He's in Singapore heading back for Happy Valley tonight. This meeting on Sunday at Singapore's a beauty, and you've got your inform Aero Velocity, who has hit there in really good form off that Japan run.
Yeah, if they can take his Japan form to Singapore, he's going to be very competitive in the field. He's come back from Japan very well, trialled superbly the other morning. Very tough horse. Probably the toughest horse I've ever trained, I think.
And when you mentioned trialled superbly, that's probably a slightly understatement too. It was a ripper, wasn't it?
Yeah, see, we sort of put him in a heat that some of the lower class gallopers, so it might make him look a little bit, flatter him a little bit, but he ran time. Zach got off and said that's as good as his trial. So, you know, hopefully he can take that form to Singapore and, you know, he'd be tough to bowl.
He can be a slightly quirky horse, but Zach Purton seems to know how to handle him.
Yeah, Zach understands him very well, and he's very versatile. He sort of won races from last on the corner, and he's won races from in front. But you know, with a nice gait, he should get the run of the race.
And he's coping with Singapore in that heat?
Well, it does get very hot here in Hong Kong as well. Yeah, probably not quite as hot as Singapore, but they're in air conditioning. They're in 22 degrees, and, you know, we're keeping them in the box as much as possible. But, of course, you know, he's got to face it on race day.
Yeah, exactly. But he does travel well. I guess that, you know, off that Japan run, you get a bit of confidence there, don't you?
Well, he has terrific appetite, and he's, you know, the whole time he's in Japan, he never left an open. He's done the same thing in Singapore. So, you know, having that experience of travel, yeah, it would be a good thing for him.
That's Aero Velocity and the Chris Flyer Sprint, tab.com.au. I've got markets open on those. Casper helped our listeners, hopefully, with a winner tonight. Have you got something that you can enlighten our listeners on for Happy Valley?
No, I've got nothing, absolutely nothing tonight. I was just sitting down talking to Lance. I'm very happy to be winging my way to Singapore today and not going to Happy Valley. But I think on Sunday, a horse called YY,
yep.
Celestial Smile and Glamorous Rider. Those three will be very competitive.
Glamorous?
Rider.
Rider, okay.
YY.
Yeah.
And Celestial Smile.
By Sunday afternoon, mate, I'll be desperate sitting on the couch and I'll be looking for a winner at Char Tin.
Okay, well, hopefully we can provide one of those three.
Good luck to you, Paul. We hope your horse runs really well. I mean, you summarised, I think, the first key words. If he runs up to the Japan win, he goes very close.
Yes, I'd say that. He's been a model of consistency all his life, and this is only his sixth run for the season. We sort of sidestepped three or four races here in Hong Kong with the idea of being able to pick Japan and Singapore at the end of the season, so hopefully it'll come off.
Good luck, Paul. Thanks for your time, mate.
Please, Ramsey. Thank you very much.